says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out.
Hey, folks. You can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. And right now, we're about to listen to, I'm looking at the lovely Melania Trump standing in the gallery of the House Chamber of the U.S. Capitol. Oh, boy, it's about to happen, folks. They're about to, hear Madam Speaker, the President of the United States. Let's listen in.
Example of that.
I'll try to catch it when it comes in. If you've never been into the, this is the Trump Phenomenon Show, on State of the Union night, February 5th, 2019. I'm James Kelso, and this show, of course, is live. There's the execrable Mitt Romney there, standing next to one of the great ones, Rand Paul. Rand Paul and Mitt Romney are talking right now.
Is attuned to
this is like looking at the founding fathers, folks. This is such an incredible event of state. Everyone in the House, everyone in the Senate, the Vice President standing there in a blue tie next to another execrable person, Nancy Pelosi in her white suit, Melania there in looks like a black. She always looks good.
Pretty well, Reagan.
Everybody's there. They're all standing. They're all waiting, as we are waiting for the State of the Union address. The president should speak for the full hour of this show, and I will not interrupt the president. The RBN is skipping.
Generation whose primary media
skipping the ads for you.
Internet and digital. I don't know. Same as it was for my parents.
All right, let's go ahead and listen in.
Hang in. Here he is.
Madam Speaker!
Simple red tie. American flag red. Followed by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Everybody wants to shake his hand. The president, that is. Faces as he comes down the center aisle. He's got a bright white shirt on. My goodness, is it white. And he looks great. Chuck Grassley there. Next to him for a moment. He's walking past the Supreme Court now. He shook hands with Mike Pompeo. Now he's walking down the Supreme Court, shaking hands with Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh. Changed some words. Now he's going past the Joint Chiefs of Staff. There's the Army, the Navy, the Air Force. Wow. Democrats, just kind of a few of them, lightly applauding. This is history, folks. You were there. Stepping up to the rostrum. He's got his speech there. He's giving copies of his speech to Nancy Pelosi. Shakes her hand, Pence's hand. Wow, this is our leader. If you've never been in the chamber of the House in the Capitol, visit sometime. You can get in. It's free. And you can stand up in the gallery and watch whatever happens to be going on at that time. There's the cabinet. There's Bernie Sanders looking like the fool that he is. Democrats are just kind of, you know, some of them not clapping. Oh, yeah. Oh, some of them not clapping at all. Oh, they're already acting like complete asses. Plenty of the Democrats are just standing there glum-faced. What idiots. I love it. All the Republicans clapping energetically. Here he comes.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, the First Lady of the United States.
There's the first applause line. And Mike Pence stands up to clap for her, and Nancy Pelosi reluctantly has to stand up. For a real woman.
And my fellow Americans, we meet tonight at a moment of unlimited potential. As we begin a new Congress, I stand here ready to work with you to achieve historic breakthroughs for all Americans. Millions of our fellow citizens are watching us now gathered in this great chamber, hoping that we will govern not as two parties, but as one nation.
Now all the Republicans stand for the second applause line. Not the Democrats.
The agenda I will lay out this evening is not a Republican agenda or a Democrat agenda. It's the agenda of the American people. Many of us have campaigned on the same core promises to defend American jobs and demand fair trade for American workers, to rebuild and revitalize our nation's infrastructure, to reduce the price of health care and prescription drugs, to create modern and secure, and to pursue a foreign policy that puts America's interest first. There is a new opportunity in American politics if only we have the courage together to seize it.
The Democrats are not clapping for a line like that.
Victory is not winning for our party. Victory is winning for our country.
all stand for this. Pence stands, and that drags Pelosi up. She has to stand reluctantly. This is going to go on all night, I can tell that. There's little Adam Schiff.
This year, America will recognize two important anniversaries that show us the majesty of America's mission and the power of American pride. In June, we mark 75 years since the start of what General Dwight D. Eisenhower called the Great Crusade, the Allied liberation of Europe in World War II. On D-Day, June 6, 1944, 15,000 young American men jumped from the sky and 60,000 more stormed in from the sea to save our civilization from tyranny. Here with us tonight are three of those incredible heroes. Private First Class Joseph Riley, Staff Sergeant Irving Locker, and Sergeant Herman Zajcek.
Wow. These three guys, two of them can stand, one of them can't. Three veterans from Normandy. Wow.
Gentlemen, we salute you. In 2019, we also celebrate 50 years since brave young pilots flew a quarter of a million miles.
Boy, that's great. I'm using the CBS live feed. Can you believe it? They can't maintain their feed. Come on, CBS. Now a salute to you. Maybe. A salute to another veteran. There's Pocahontas, who's clapping politely. Remember today? Well, you may have seen the story on Pocahontas. We'll get to that later. Standing up in the gallery, more veterans.
Thank you, Buzz. This year, American astronauts will go back to space on American rockets.
That was Buzz Aldrin. He landed on the moon. That's why they mentioned of a quarter of a million miles. I didn't understand that. That's the distance to the moon.
In the 20th century, America saved freedom, transformed science, redefined the middle class, and when you get down to it, there's nothing anywhere in the world that can compete with America.
I like this. I hope Stephen Miller was in on this speech.
Now we must step boldly and bravely into the next chapter of this great American adventure. And we must create a new standard of living for the 21st century. An amazing quality of life for all of our citizens is within reach. We can make our community safer, our family stronger, our culture richer, our faith deeper, and our middle class bigger and more prosperous than ever before.
Wow. astronaut applauding. These dope, these idiots.
But we must reject the politics of revenge, resistance, and retribution, and embrace the boundless potential of cooperation, compromise, and the common good.
Oh, Ocasio-Cortez is really, she's sitting down, very glum. All the radical feminists are in a white pantsuit.
Together, we can break decades of political stalemate. We can bridge old divisions, heal old wounds, build new coalitions, forge new solutions, and unlock the extraordinary promise of America's future. The decision is ours to make. We must choose between greatness or gridlock, results or resistance, vision or vengeance, incredible progress or pointless destruction. Tonight, I ask you to choose greatness.
Nice. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi cannot control herself. She's grandstanding behind the president by flipping through the pages of his speech. She's not standing now, sitting on her hands.
Over the last 2 years, my administration has moved with urgency and historic speed to confront problems neglected by leaders of both parties over many decades. In just over 2 years since the election, we have launched an unprecedented economic boom, a boom that has rarely been seen before. There's been nothing like it. We have created 5.3 million new jobs, and importantly added 600,000 new manufacturing jobs, something which almost everyone said was impossible to do. But the fact is, we are just getting started.
The Republicans leap to their feet. The Democrats sit stony faced.
Wages are rising at the fastest pace in decades and growing for blue-collar workers who I promise to fight for. They're growing faster than anyone else thought possible. Nearly 5 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps. The U.S. economy is growing almost twice as fast today as when I took office. And we are considered far and away the hottest economy anywhere in the world, not even close.
Bernie Sanders doesn't look
Unemployment happy. Has reached the lowest rate in over half a century.
The Democrats are eating it. Pence is standing. Pelosi is sitting.
African American, Hispanic American, and Asian American unemployment have all reached their lowest levels ever recorded.
Put that in your pipe, Democrats, and smoke it. Pence standing, Pelosi sitting. I think you're going to be hearing that a lot tonight.
Unemployment for Americans with disabilities has also reached an all-time low.
Pence is smiling so hard it hurts.
More people are working now than at any time in the history of our country. 157 million people at work. We passed a massive tax cut for working families and doubled the child tax credit. We virtually ended the estate tax, or death tax, as it is often called, on small businesses, for ranches, and also for family farms.
Your standing ovation. These are huge accomplishments.
We eliminated the very unpopular Obamacare individual mandate penalty.
Oh, got that one in. Republicans roaring approval. The Democrats look like they're at a funeral.
And to give critically ill patients access to life-saving cures, we passed, very importantly, Right to Try. My administration has cut more regulations in a short period of time than any other administration during its entire tenure. Companies are coming back to our country in large numbers, thanks to our historic reductions in taxes and regulations. And we have unleashed a revolution in American energy. The United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world.
The Democrats hate this. Pelosi's making a face. Joe Manchin is the only Democrat standing to applaud that, a Democrat from coal country in West Virginia.
And now, for the first time in 65 years, we are a net exporter of energy.
Bingo.
After 24 months of rapid progress, our economy is the envy of the world. Our military is the most powerful on earth by far. And America,
Ted Cruz and Rand Paul sitting next to each other. I like that.
America is again winning each and every day. Members of Congress, the state of our union is strong.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi's shaking her head no. She shook her head no. Oh, what a joke. What a fool. Oh, now they're chanting USA. USA. This is her Trump rally.
That sounds so good. Our country is vibrant and our economy is thriving like never before. On Friday, it was announced that we added another 304,000 jobs last month alone, almost double the number expected.
The Democrat women are sitting in white pantsuits looking like they're in mourning.
An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations.
Oh! Ho, ho, ho. Oh! Adam Schiff!
eat that. Oh, nailed it.
If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation. It just doesn't work that way.
Beautiful. Oh.
We must be united at home to defeat our adversaries abroad. This new era of cooperation can start with finally confirming the more than 300 highly qualified nominees who are still stuck in the Senate, in some cases, years and years waiting. Not right.
Beautiful. This is a great speech. Already, all the Republicans stand. Pelosi's just sitting there, shuffling the papers, the loose leaf pages of the speech.
The Senate has failed to act on these nominations, which is unfair to the nominees and very unfair to our country. Now is the time for bipartisan action. Believe it or not, we have already proven that that's possible. In the last Congress, both parties came together to pass unprecedented legislation to confront the opioid crisis, a sweeping new farm bill, historic VA reforms, and after four decades of rejection, we passed VA accountability so that we can finally terminate those who mistreat our wonderful veterans.
Pelosi can't even stand for that. It's like her skirt is glued to her seat.
And just weeks ago, both parties united for groundbreaking criminal justice reform. They said it couldn't be done. Last year, I heard through friends the story of Alice Johnson. I was deeply moved. In 1997, Alice was sentenced to life in prison as a first-time nonviolent drug offender. Over the next 22 years, she became a prison minister, inspiring others to choose a better path. She had a big impact on that prison population and far beyond. Alice's story underscores the disparities and unfairness that can exist in criminal sentencing and the need to remedy this total injustice. She served almost that 22 years and had expected to be in prison for the remainder of her life. In June, I commuted Alice's sentence. When I saw Alice's beautiful family greet her at the prison gates, hugging and kissing and crying and laughing, I knew I did something right. Alice is with us tonight. And she is a terrific woman. Terrific. Alice, please.
There she is. Tears in her eyes. Smiling. Crying. Beautiful, beautiful.
Alice, thank you for reminding us that we always have the power to shape our own destiny. Thank you very much, Alice. Thank you very much. Inspired by stories like Alice's, my administration worked closely with members of both parties to sign the First Step Act into law. Big deal. It's a big deal.
We're half an hour in.
This legislation reformed sentencing laws that have wrongly and disproportionately harmed the African-American community. The First Step Act gives nonviolent offenders the chance to reenter society as productive, law-abiding citizens. Now, states across the country are following our lead. America is a nation that believes in redemption. We are also joined tonight by Matthew Charles from Tennessee. In 1996, at the age of 30, Matthew was sentenced to 35 years for selling drugs and related offenses. Over the next two decades, he completed more than 30 Bible studies, became a law clerk, and mentored many of his fellow inmates. Now Matthew is the very first person to be released from prison under the First Step Act.
There he is.
Matthew, please.
He's grinning. That's cool. He's chewing gum. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Matthew. Welcome home.
Nice touch.
Now, Republicans and Democrats must join forces again to confront an urgent national crisis. Congress has 10 days left to pass a bill that will fund our government, protect our homeland, and secure our very dangerous southern border. Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending illegal immigration and putting the ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers, and human traffickers out of business.
Beautiful. Chuck Schumer getting on his head. Pathetic, but there's Kirstjen Nielsen, our Homeland Security chief. Kamala Harris shaking her head no, making a smart-ass face.
As we speak, large organized caravans are on the march to the United States. We have just heard that Mexican cities, in order to remove the illegal immigrants from their communities, are getting trucks and buses to bring them up to our country in areas where there is little border protection. I have ordered another 3,750 troops to our southern border to prepare for this tremendous onslaught. This is a moral issue. The lawless state of our southern border is a threat to the safety, security, and financial well-being of all America.
Nice.
We have a moral duty to create an immigration system that protects the lives and jobs of our citizens. This includes our obligation to the millions of immigrants living here today who followed the rules and respected our laws. Legal immigrants enrich our nation and strengthen our society in countless ways.
Nice, 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 beautiful. Donald, this is one of the greatest speeches ever given in America.
I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come in legally. Tonight, I am asking you to defend our very dangerous southern border out of love and devotion to our fellow citizens and to our country. No issue better illustrates the divide between America's working class and America's political class than illegal immigration. Wealthy politicians and donors push for open borders while living their lives behind walls and gates and guards.
Nice. Genius.
Meanwhile, working class Americans are left to pay the price for mass illegal immigration. Reduced jobs, lower wages, overburdened schools, hospitals that are so crowded you can't get in, increased crime, and a depleted social safety net. Tolerance for illegal immigration.
Oh, CBS lost their feed for a second.
Is not compassionate. It is actually very cruel.
Nice. Take the moral high ground.
The assaulted on the long journey north. Smugglers use migrant children as human pawns to exploit our laws and gain access to our country. Human traffickers and sex traffickers take advantage of the wide open areas between our ports of entry to smuggle thousands of young girls and women into the United States and to sell them into prostitution and modern-day slavery.
Oh, beautiful.
Tens of thousands of innocent Americans are killed by lethal drugs that cross our border and flood into our cities, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. The savage gang, MS-13, now operates in at least 20 different American states, and they almost all come through our southern border. Just yesterday, an MS-13 gang member was taken into custody for a fatal shooting on a subway platform in New York City. We are removing these gang members by the thousands, but until we secure our border, they're going to keep streaming right back in. Year after year, countless Americans are murdered by criminal, illegal aliens. I've gotten to know many wonderful angel moms and dads and families. No one should ever have to suffer the horrible heartache that they have had to endure. Here tonight is Deborah Bissell. Just 3 weeks ago, Deborah's parents, Gerald and Sharon, were burglarized and shot to death in their Reno, Nevada home by an illegal alien. They were in their 80s and are survived by 4 children, 11 grandchildren, and 20 great-grandchildren. Also here tonight are Gerald and Sharon's granddaughter, Heather, and great-granddaughter, Madison. To Deborah, Heather, Madison.
Everybody's crying.
Please stand. Few can understand your pain. Thank you, and thank you for being here. Thank you very much.
Oh, magnificent. Killed only 2 weeks ago. Murdered by brutal illegale. One of millions.
and illegale.
I will never forget, and I will fight for the memory of Gerald and Sharon, that it should never happen again. Not one more American life should be lost because our nation failed to control its very dangerous border. In the last 2 years, our brave ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of criminal aliens, including those charged or convicted of nearly 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 killings or murders. We are joined tonight by one of those law enforcement heroes, ICE Special Agent Elvin Hernandez.
Right next to the anchor mom.
Thank you.
Puts his hand on his heart.
When Elvin was a boy, he and his family legally immigrated to the United States from the Dominican Republic. At the age of 8, Elvin told his dad he wanted to become a special agent. Today, he leads investigations into the scourge of international sex trafficking. Elvin says that if I can make sure these young girls get their justice, I've really done my job. Thanks to his work and that of his incredible colleagues, more than 300 women and girls have been rescued from the horror of this terrible situation. And more than 1,500 sadistic traffickers have been put behind bars.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Alexandria finally stood up for 1 second. She had to think about it.
We will always support the brave men and women of law enforcement. And I pledge to you tonight that I will never abolish our heroes from ICE. Thank you.
A direct slap at Pelosi and Gillibrand. There's a picture of Gillibrand looking like hell. She wants to abolish ICE.
My administration has sent to Congress a common sense proposal to end the crisis on the southern border. It includes humanitarian assistance, more law enforcement, drug detection at our ports, closing loopholes that enable child smuggling, and plans for a new physical barrier or wall to secure the vast areas between our ports of entry. In the past, most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built.
Ted Cruz is shaking his head up and down. Everybody's whistling. Rand Paul's happy. I will get it built.
This is a smart, strategic, see-through steel barrier, not just a simple concrete wall. It will be deployed in the areas identified by the border agents as having the greatest need. And these agents will tell you where walls go up, illegal crossings go way, way down.
Ted Cruz stands up. He loves it.
San Diego used to have the most illegal border crossings in our country. In response, a strong security wall was put in place. This powerful barrier almost completely ended illegal crossings. The border city of El Paso, Texas, used to have extremely high rates of violent crime, one of the highest in the entire country, and considered one of our nation's most dangerous cities. Now, immediately upon its building, with a powerful barrier in place, El Paso is one of the safest cities in our country.
Bingo.
Simply put, walls work and walls save lives.
Love it. Walls save lives. Brilliant, Mr. President. No Democrats standing. All sitting, looking like hell. Schumer looking like hell.
So let's work together, compromise, and reach a deal that will truly make America safe. As we work to defend our people's safety, we must also ensure our economic resurgence continues at a rapid pace. No one has benefited more from our thriving economy than women, who have filled 58% of the newly created jobs last year.
Nice touch. Pelosi won't stand up. Even for women, she won't stand up. Oh, the Democrats are such idiots.
You weren't supposed to do that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All Americans can be proud that we have more women in the workforce than ever before.
Now the new women, the new Democrat women in Congress, a group of about 20 of them, 20 or 30, they're standing and cheering for themselves.
Don't sit yet. You're going to like this. And exactly one century after Congress passed the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, we also have more women serving in Congress than at any time before.
This is the only time the Democrats, and Pelosi, like an idiot, asking her Democrats to finally stand up, to cheer themselves. Self-centered babies.
That's great. Very great. And congratulations. That's great. As part of our commitment to improving opportunity for women everywhere, this Thursday, we are launching the first ever government-wide initiative focused on economic empowerment for women in developing countries. To build on... Thank you.
Notice no mention of DACA. Thank you, Mr. President.
To build on our incredible economic success, one priority is paramount: reversing decades of calamitous trade policies. So bad. We are now making it clear to China that after years of targeting our industries and stealing our intellectual property. The theft of American jobs and wealth has come to an end.
Oh.
Therefore, we recently imposed tariffs on $250 billion of Chinese goods, and now our treasury is receiving billions and billions of dollars. But I don't blame China for taking advantage of us. I blame our leaders and representatives for allowing this travesty to happen. I have great respect for President Xi, and we are now working on a new trade deal with China. But it must include real structural change to end unfair trade practices, reduce our chronic trade deficit, and protect American jobs.
This is so brilliant.
Another historic trade blunder was the catastrophe known as NAFTA. I have met the men and women of Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, New Hampshire, and many other states whose dreams were shattered by the signing of NAFTA. For years, politicians promised them they would renegotiate for a better deal, but no one ever tried until now.
Bingo.
Our new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the USMCA, will replace NAFTA and deliver for American workers like they haven't had delivered to for a long time. I hope you can pass the USMCA into law so that we can bring back our manufacturing jobs in even greater numbers, expand American agriculture, protect intellectual property, and ensure that more cars are proudly stamped with our four beautiful words, Made in the USA.
Oh! Oh!
Tonight, I am also asking you to pass the United States Reciprocal Trade Act so that if another country places an unfair tariff on an American product, we can charge them the exact same tariff on the exact same product that they sell to us.
Nice. Pelosi doesn't have the brain to applaud. None of the Democrats applauding. Idiots.
Both parties should be able to unite for a great rebuilding of America's crumbling infrastructure. I know that Congress is eager to pass an infrastructure bill, and I am eager to work with you on legislation to deliver new and important infrastructure investment, including investments in the cutting-edge industries of the future. This is not an option. This is a necessity. The next major priority for me and for all of us should be to lower the cost of health care and prescription drugs and to protect patients with pre-existing conditions.
Is applauding and even smiling.
Already, as a result of my administration's efforts in 2018, drug prices experienced their single largest decline in 46 years.
Big, big, huge.
But we must do more. It's unacceptable that Americans pay vastly more than people in other countries for the exact same drugs, often made in the exact same place. This is wrong. This is unfair. And together, we will stop it. We will stop it fast.
Nice. Leadership. Finally, a leader.
I am asking Congress to pass legislation that finally takes on the problem of global freeloading and delivers fairness and price transparency for American patients. Finally.
Finally.
We should also require drug companies, insurance companies, and hospitals to disclose real prices to foster competition and bring costs way down.
More leadership.
No force in history has done more to advance the human condition than American freedom. In recent years,
the Democrats can't stand up. They can't stand for American freedom. I don't think they like us.
In recent years, we have made remarkable progress in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Scientific breakthroughs have brought a once distant dream within reach. My budget will ask Democrats and Republicans to make the needed commitment to eliminate the HIV epidemic in the United States within 10 years. We have made incredible strides. Incredible.
Now, Pelosi, she's able to stand for HIV. She can stand for that. She can stand for Cisco.
Together, we will defeat AIDS in America and beyond. That all Americans can get behind the fight against childhood cancer.
Nice surprise. Nice surprise.
Joining Melania in the gallery this evening is a very brave 10-year-old girl, Grace Eline. Every birthday.
She's cute. She stands up next to Melania. She's got new teeth coming in.
Hi, Grace.
Nice.
Every birthday since she was 4, Grace asked her friends to donate to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. She did not know that one day she might be a patient herself. That's what happened.
A patient herself.
Last year, Grace was diagnosed with brain cancer. Immediately, she began radiation treatment. At the same time, she rallied her community and raised more than $40,000 for the fight against cancer.
Cute little girl. She's standing again.